Today's share in the Dear Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Omud Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Ches, learning about some of the halachos of Bishul on Shabbos. And we are in the middle of a long sif dealing with reheating and recooking on Shabbos items that were either not cooked at all, partially cooked, or fully cooked before Shabbos, and what constitutes permissibility to reheat it or recook it in some way, what is an issa derabbanan and what is an issa deraisa. And we'll begin with the very last line on Kuf Lamed Dalet Omud Aleph, which we read yesterday, but we'll read it again to get us into today's shir. So the Mechaber tells us, Im hu dover yovesh, shelo nisbashel b'fnei Shabbos, if you're dealing with a dry food item that was not fully cooked before Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to go and soak it in hot water. Ein shorin oso b'chamin b'Shabbos, and we went through this in great detail yesterday. However, what you are allowed to do, and here's the new item, the Mechaber tells us, Avol midichin oso bechamin b'Shabbos. But you are allowed to go and pour hot water on it on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Lamed Hey, the reason why you're allowed to do this over here is V'hainu shema'ara olov mikli sheni, because you're not pouring with it from a kli rishon. A kli rishon can be mavashel when you have a utensil that is not on the fire, but it previously been on the fire, so that's called the kli rishon. When you pour that into another utensil, that new utensil is called a kli sheni. This kli sheni, when you pour from it, is weaker than pouring from a kli rishon, even if the temperatures are theoretically exactly the same. As the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the mikli rishon osur li aros olav, a kli rishon is mevashel. The iroi ki kli rishon umevashel kidei klipa. From a kli rishon, you are not allowed to pour on something. It has the same halachic status to a certain extent as the kli rishon itself, and it cooks it, albeit maybe it doesn't cook it as completely, it cooks it kidei klipa, which means the outer part, the surface part, the part that the water comes into contact with, the klipa, the peel part, so to say, gets cooked, as we will learn kamosha kosev in Sif Yod. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "V'huadin d'shari la'aros mikliseni agabe dover lach tzonein." Just as we allow you to go and pour over here from this klisheni, hot water, onto non-cooked meat, you would even be allowed to go and pour it onto a dover lach, something that had been cooked and is now moist, but it's cold. That is also permitted. The avilei kadocha biyama. This is no different than rinsing something off. As he brings down the name of the Achronim, and rinsing something off on Shabbos is permitted. However, there's one exception to the rule the Mechaber tells us. While you're allowed to go and pour hot water from a kli sheni onto partially cooked meat that wasn't fully cooked before Shabbos, so you're allowed to do this for meat. However, you're not allowed to do this chutz min hamoliach hayoshan. You're not allowed to do this for a salty fish. When you pour the hot water on it, you're going to essentially be mevashel the fish, as we'll see in a second. And this then applies not only to this salty fish, but also to the type of a fish called min dog, shenikra, kulyas ha'ispanin, a certain type of fish known as the kulyas ha'ispanin. Some say this is something like a Spanish mackerel, but in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil, Kulyas Hispanim, the Chofetz Chaim says, V'lav davke elu. It's not only these specific fish over here, a salty fish, and this Spanish mackerel type fish, Kulyas Hispanim. Duvadin l'chol kayot yibzeh. It's any fish or item that is like this, the dovar dak, thin, virach, and soft, bioser, excessively so, brings it down the name of the Rambam. What is the reason that these type of fish are not allowed to be rinsed off in hot water, even from a kli sheni? She'enam tzrichim bishul ela ma'at, because they don't require a lot of cooking. A very small amount of bishul is all that is needed for these fish to make them edible. The hadochosan, and rinsing them off in this hot water poured from a kli sheni, he gemar milachton. That essentially finishes off this fish and makes it edible, and therefore it is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Now, there's a lot to be said about this. Let's look inside, first in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Vav. Why aren't you allowed to rinse off the salty fish? He says this is dog maluach shoshana shover. It's an old salty fish. That's how they would preserve it, mestama. And likewise, v'kuyas espanin who shame dog sho'okhlo so machmas milcho ayde hadocha b'chamim. Both of these types of fish are only able to be eaten after you rinse them off with hot water. And therefore, v'al kein, therefore, afilu hadocha namilo. You're not even allowed to rinse it. Never mind how to soak it in hot water, but you're not even allowed to rinse it in hot water. Shezehu gemar milachton the heavy bishul, because this is its finishing off, making it edible, and it's like bishul. The Isa B'Gemara, and the Gemara tells us, Dimhedichon Bechamim, if in fact you rinse these fish off in hot water, this is not only an Isa D'Rabbanon, Chayiv Chatos, this is actually an Isa D'Araisa. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down over here in the Shaar HaTzion, Ost and Aleph, that many disagree with this. V'nei kam achronim kosvu, and this is included, the El Yeraba, in the name of the Prisha, the Tosefer Shabbos, the Machzis HaShekel, in his understanding of the Morgan Avram. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah writes, all of these achronim, kam achronim kosvu, the teva shel elu hadvarim, the nature of these types of salty fish, is she'en yecholim la'ochlo, they are inedible, kozman shel hudach b'chamim, until you rinse them off in hot water. And therefore, v'alkein hadocha shelhen, they're rinsing off in hot water, chashiva bishel, it is halachically like bishel, the masri la'ocha, because it turns it into an edible food. And therefore, v'u adin, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, shar dova miluach, any salty item, kayotze bazeh, would have the same halacha. Any food item that can't be eaten over here without rinsing it off in this hot water is forbidden to be done. However, but if it's able to be edible by pouring cold water on it, you don't need hot water, then there is no issur to pour hot water from a kli sheni onto these items as well, since they would be made edible just with cold water, so then it's not bishul in cold water, and therefore it's not bishul even if you do it with hot water from a kli sheni. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'fi zeh, dogmo luach, shebekomenu shenikra herring. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us that salty fish like we have today, a herring, sheyecholim lechol ayideh hadoch hasoninim, which are perfectly edible just by pouring cold water on them. And he says, ulefamim af b'li hadocha, they're even edible without pouring any water on them. Mutr la'adicho af b'mayim chamim, you would be allowed to go take a kli sheni and pour hot water on a herring, that's not a problem. He does bring down, umehataz mashma, from the taz, however it appears, the eshli zor shlo la'adicho b'chamim, you shouldn't rinse them off in hot water. V'kach kosov b'sefer shulchan atzi shitim, u'chayodim, this is also the opinion of these two gedolim, and one should in fact be strict in this matter, but the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Bir Halacha for further details. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskava Dochosan, the Chofetz Chaim points out, he says, look in the Mishnah Berurah what it said, that it's permitted to pour cold water on them. Kain Mashma the Beis Yosef, he says, this is the opinion of the Mechaber in the Beis Yosef, and this is also the opinion of Chen Kosa Bel Yerabah, in the name of the Prisha, Tosef Shabbos, and the Sefer Masi Rokeach, Ushar Achronim, some of which we already pointed out in the Shaar HaTzion, Ost and Aleph. Then he says, he says, I saw something in the Prima Godim, a real chiddush. Since it's not able to be eaten without doing some sort of a hadocha, even in cold water, he says, it's not a problem of bishul, it's you're doing the final act, the makabe patish over here. And therefore, the Prima Godim suggests, Yosef, the Prima Godim asks on the Beis Yosef, pardes, as well as on the pardes, why is it permissible to go and pour cold water on such a fish? And he's left with a tzarchiyin, v'nishar b'kusha. So the Prima Godim seems to suggest even cold water would be a problem. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, v'nei balavosh gam kem reisa shekosav linyan shriyaz dover kosha d'chiyuvahu mishum makav apatish. He says, albeit, I also saw a similar idea expressed, similar to what the Prima Godin said by the Lavush, but the Chofetz Chaim concludes, be'emes lo nihira dover zeklam. He says, it doesn't appear to be correct to me. And he says that the El Yerab is correct, and he brings out other Rishonim that hold that it's not a problem of makav apatish, and the chiyuv only is a concern of bishul, which doesn't apply by cold water. And he concludes, and he says, Elovadai, the be'elu ha'inyonim lo shayach makav apatish. There is no concept of makav apatish over here in food. Omimelo de bitzonin de lo shayach bo mishun bishul mutter. And he says, you don't have to be concerned for the Prima Godim and the Lavush over here. All these other poskim say it's permissible with cold water, and that's how we paskin. You don't have a concern of makabe patish. The only concern is bishul, which doesn't apply by cold water. It brings many other riots over here. And finally, in the concluding line of this Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Hayotse midvareinu, after all is said and done, the inyon makabe patish v'dover ochel hu dover chodosh shelo nimtza b'poskim. This concept that the Lavush of the Prima Godim raised, that maybe there's a concept of makabe patish by foods, is essentially a huge chiddush that nobody else discusses. And he says, in fact, v'ad rabba, yesh kama stirutz lezeh, you could actually argue that that's totally wrong. which we'll see in a moment inside some of the Dirshu footnotes. Ukamoshe kosabnu l'mala, and as I've already stated, the Chofetz Chaim says, bottom line, alkein ein lahachmir b'hadocha sone mishum gavne. One doesn't even have to be over here taking a chumr upon himself not to go and rinse these fish or salty items off with cold water. And he says, kein nira l'aniyaz dati be'ezer Hashem. And this is the halacha l'maisi, says, with God's help. In the Mishabur, in Sivkat Lamed Zayin, he adds that which we said, that hot water from a kli sheni is not permitted by these fish. So he writes, Rotzolomar Bechamim, we're only talking about hot water. Avo Betzonein, as we've already indicated, with cold water, Mutter Ladicho V'aflu Shiroso. Not only can you pour cold water on this salty fish, you can even soak this salty fish in cold water. Even if this will make it into now being edible. Because something that is not edible, there's no iser in making it edible on Shabbos. We will learn. Bishul is aser, but not making something edible. There is no such iser. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Heitev, Dibra Maskul, he gemar balachton, adds over here that we're talking here that it's not permitted if the water that in the klisheni is the temperature of Yatsu lettuce bow. Similar to the din in the Reisha, we said the temperature was Yatsu lettuce bow. He does point out that the Taz and others disagree, and so you only allowed to do it with cold water, not with lukewarm water. And he says, Tzorech tam loma, but Tzorech in lemaisi. He says, I'm not sure where they got that from, and he says it needs further investigation. Now, we have a number of interesting Dirshu footnotes with lots of practical ramifications. First off, Dirshu foot number 46 brings down. Elsewhere, he says in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Yutes, which we'll learn Mitzvah Shem shortly, it says you're not allowed to go and soak certain types of karshinim, usually translated as vetch, and now that I go soak them in water in order to get the psoles, the dirt that's on them, off from them. So he says, how come? There it's an isser of borer. Why don't we say over here, when you're soaking the fish over here, rinsing the fish off, why is it not an isser of borer? So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as the Neshona Halochos, Madua Mutter, Lahasir is gargire hamelach shebedog, aideh hadochos obamayim. Why are you allowed to go and do this by the fish? So he brings down, this is no different than you're allowed to rinse off a piece of meat from the blood that is on it, as we brought down in yesterday's shir. Once you're allowed to shecht something for a sick person, a healthy person would be allowed to eat that raw, and he has to, of course, get rid of the blood, as we brought down in yesterday's shir. He says, halachically speaking, the salt is considered like the peel, the skin of the dog, which you're allowed to remove. It's a shomer, and therefore you're allowed to remove this on Shabbos. And that's why it's different over here, that you're allowed to go and clean off the salt from the fish, where you wouldn't be allowed to clean off the dog from this vetch, from these karshinim. The issue foot number 48 brings down. Nowadays we have these little spices. What's the din with them? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, you're not allowed to put them into a klisheni, because when you put it into a klisheni that has hot water in it, you'd be cooking these spices. However, his mistapik in dinam kidover dak virach bioser sha also laros agabo michlisheni. Are they considered so easily cooked, what we call kali habishul? They're so small and soft that by even pouring from a klisheni onto them, that would be cooking them. And he brings down from the Mishnah Brura, Shemutu Loses Tavlin B'Chlisheni, that which we said in Sif Kotten Samachay, which we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in an upcoming shir, that you're allowed to go and put Tavlin into a Chlisheni. So he brings down from the Sefer Shvisa Shabbos, there it's talking about cinnamon, kinamon, zanjavil, ginger, or shemen, oil. So there's different halachas for different spices. You can put these latter three, the cinnamon, the ginger, or oil, into hot water in a klisheni, but you can't put these other tiny spices. They would be cooked in such hot water. On the other hand, he brings out from Moshe Feinstein, that's all in the Igros Moshe, shekofe tochun, ground coffee, which hasn't been previously cooked. So you're not talking about instant coffee, you're talking about ground coffee beans. They're included in the klal of these tavlin that the Mishnah Berurah says you could put into a klisheni. However, he writes, lamaisa, one should not do this unless you're putting it into a klishlishi. We are concerned that it will cook. While you technically could put in a klisheni, you should put into a klishlishi. Rav Yashiv Zatzal disagrees, and he says something that is naturally hard, such as coffee, for example, it's not considered easily cooked, it's not called kali habishul, even after it's ground up and made into small little pieces, because it's still not soft, it still remains hard. What about taking powdered milk? For example, you want to make formula for a baby. So if a Yashiv Zatzal brings down, it's easily cooked, so that you shouldn't go and put hot water into it. You should use lukewarm water, body temperature water, warm water, but not hot water. However, once it turns into a full liquid, it's no longer a powder, then he says you could pour hot water from a kli sheni into it. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish is more mekel. The Chazon Ish Zatzal says, Mutar laros mi kli sheni agabi avkos hanimosos b'mayim. You can pour water from a kli sheni, hot water, onto these powdered milks, and they will dissolve in the water, not a problem. Finally, Dear Shufut number 49 brings down, what about making seltzer, soda, on Shabbos? To add gas, the oxygen over here, into the soda on Shabbos, into the water on Shabbos. So he brings down from the Shelos Teshuvas Orlut Zion that this is permissible. Why? Because there's no din of Makir B'Patish, as we brought down. The Chiddush of the Prima Godim and the Levush is not accepted. And therefore, there is no din of making the final act of the seltzer over here. And the Shelos Teshuvas Orlut Zion says perfectly permissible to make seltzer on Shabbos. This is also the opinion of the Shvishas Shabbos, saying that the Chasam Sofer also permitted you to make soda on Shabbos. He brings down as well from the Shelos Teshuvas Rab Pa'olim, Sha'afim Yesh Isra Makir B'Patish Ba'ochlin, even if you want to hold like the Devush and the Prima Godim, nevertheless, Lo Nesa Lazus Me Soda. This wouldn't even apply to soda, making seltzer. Kivin Shayu Hamayim Ru'uyim L'Shasiyah Lefnei Haknosas HaSoda, because the water was perfectly edible, potable, before you added the seltzer to it, before you made the bubbles. Lo Nesa L'Takin Ela Maichu Sheino Roy L'Achila. The whole concept of Makir B'Patish is to make something inedible, edible. Here, the water was perfectly edible. You're making it better or different. That's not an Isser, even according to these poskim. And likewise, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal permits one to make soda on Shabbos, to make seltzer on Shabbos. However, it does bring down from Dayan Weiss Zatzal, the Minchas Yitzchok, L'chatchilo Yasekin Lifnei Shabbos. You ideally should try to do this before Shabbos, but if you need to do it on Shabbos, for whatever the reason, you're allowed to. What about making croutons on Shabbos? So he brings down the Shelos Teshuvas Orlut Zion, She'eini Suro Mishum Makir B'Patish. Again, there's no problem with Makir B'Patish over here, as he brings down from the Rav Pa'olim that we mentioned before, because we don't have this concept of Makir B'Patish by food items. However, he says there's a separate potential issue over here that it looks, it's dome hadover litzliya achabishel. It looks a little bit like roasting after bishel, and therefore one shouldn't make these croutons on Shabbos. I'm not exactly sure what the process was that he's talking about over here. In any event, he then finally brings down, what about making jello on Shabbos? You add water to this powder, and you then put it in the refrigerator and it gets hard. So Rav Ozan Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi brings down Ein Lesor Mishum Makir B'Patish. Again, there's no problem of finishing off the jello, making the jello. He says, La Halacha Ein Makir B'Patish B'Ochlin. He says, number one, we don't pass like the Levush and the Prima Godim. Number two, even if you do pass like them, that there is a Makir B'Patish in Ochlin, nevertheless, Ein Isser Zeshayach B'Dover HaNigmar Me'elov Shalom B'Shas Ma'is HaTikon. You added the water to this powder and nothing happened. It's water and powder. You then put it in the refrigerator and it gets hard. That's not your Makir B'Patish. However, he does suggest that you not do this l'chatrila. You should try to make this before Shabbos. He says there's a separate issur of nolad over here that needs to potentially be considered. Then he says to make something from tamtzis petal. I think it's something like a raspberry extract over here on Shabbos, which is made by mixing this raspberry extract with hot water, and you add sugar. Maybe it's some sort of a fruit punch, I'm not sure. He says this is permissible. Kivin Shane is a Makir B'Patish of Oakland, again for the same reasoning. However, he does say, Kedai Lahadi Latzos in the Erev Shabbos. You should try to make it before Shabbos if you can, because he says the Pu'ulas Ha'achana Pu'ula Gdoli. It's not like taking a pre-mixed package and just adding water to it. This involved quite a bit of work, and therefore, from a Tircha point of view, he said it's preferable to do this before Shabbos. If you do make it on Shabbos, he says you should only make a little bit, and you should make it with some sort of a shinoi over here. There are other considerations. Finally, he says, in taking off Trumas and Maisis from Peros, there likewise is not a problem of Makir B'Patish over here, because we do not hold that it's a din of Makir B'Patish by Oakland. There are other reasons, there are other problems, but not a din of Makir B'Patish. He says the reasoning here is because you're not actually preparing the food by this act of taking off the Trumas and Maisis, you're just removing the Dover HaNesar. With this, we conclude today's shir.